Nie, ona poszła na górę chyba pracować.
Na bok.
Nam znaczy.
Nie, Basia by ja nie
wstali. Ja nie wiem, co to jest.
Basia by ja nie wstali.
I'm blind? Oh no.
Kasia. No wiem, widziałam, już nie rozmawiałam.
Pretend. Pretend burger. Yes.
Ja nie dopiero poślepię sama, bo
chciałam. Yes. To! It will burn the bread. I don't need quicker. That one already done. I'm not going to make 15 of them. Hmm?
That's for?
Pierogi.
Pierogi.
Yeah.
It's really old recipes, and I can remember when, for example, my parents or my grandparents made some parties or something like that. So then they cook exactly same food. And at this moment everything changed because people go abroad.
We have, 1975.
Yeah, we didn't have anything in the kitchen, so in the shops.
Yeah.
That time was just that.
And then it changed a bit. It changed majorly.
In shop on the shelves we had just vinegar and that's it.
So actually, tell me what you're cooking now. Maybe German, you know, German a bit, Marika.
Just a second, because I can't understand. Oh yeah. All right. Sorry, once again.
What you are cooking now? What are you cooking now?
At this moment, we want to cook some vegetarian. How we call them? But like burgers. Yeah.
Burgers.
It will be celery burgers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Here is soup, almost all done. You remember when I told about soup or not? No, you
haven't
been in there.
Maybe.
Because that soup which you have to prepare a few days before. So you have to add some flour and water and leave it in cold place for a few days.
Flour and water. Do your parents ever come here to visit you?
Hey. No, because they are scared to fly.
They are.
No, and my parents, they just love to be in Poland. Maybe before they used to travel a lot, so now they are bored of it.
How often did you say you go there?
A few times a year. How often I can. Oh, come on.
So you guys met in Poland?
That's wrong story because Artur's father now he's dead, but before when he was alive I know him and Artur knows my grandfather and my grandfather and his father they used to work together but we didn't know each other and we met each other on chat on internet.
While you were here or in Poland?
No, in Poland.
In Poland.
We lived maybe 200 meters from my house was maybe 200 meters from Arthur's house, but we didn't know each other and we met each other on the internet.
Although you were living 200.
Yeah. And I know his father. Arthur knows my grandfather. We didn't know each other. Oh come on! I'm hungry. Hey.
So it is Marika, is it in some part of a, would you consider the soup part of a traditional Polish cuisine? Or
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not traditional soup. I think nobody else will know the soup.
Yeah, outside of Poland.
Yeah, because that's really how we prepare it. That's important. You take the flour and water and you have to leave it in this cold place for a few days. So I think that's why.
Okay.
And that's traditional. Why? Because that's really like cheap soup.
Yeah,
Żurek, because you know we had two war in Poland, so our grandparents had to prepare some food from I know what was growing on the field or something what was really cheap.
Not that much fish.
No, not much. Nathan, stop it. Where's your daddy? He lost the way to the Alpha.
With all these regional variations, one should talk about one single, you know, traditional Polish cuisine, which would be inclusive of all kinds of regional variations and...
I think pierogi.
Pierogi is something.
Yeah, but you know, you can serve that as well with meat inside, with cabbage, with some fruits, with cheese, so whatever you want. But yeah, always when you say pierogi, that means that it's Polish dish.
It's Polish, yeah. And it will be cooked all over.
Yeah.
You are Sylvia in terms of, no, cooking.
Hard to say.
It's really hard to say.
Exactly. Yeah.
So how did you actually? How did you guys learn cooking? From just by your own or watching your?
I don't cook Polish food. That's really.
You don't?
No.
What kind of food do you cook, Marika?
Some Thai food. Some Indian because I have really good teacher. Ashwin, who worked with me. He told me last time how to prepare the curry. When you prepare it, you can't do like that. You have to mix it from here, from the center, just like that. Because in different size, the way will be not so good. So, strange.
But while we were in the island, before seeing Ashwin, what would you cook? I mean, watching still Indian food,
Thai food? That's really in there. I start to prepare the Thai food because our friends, they still live in there. She is she's Irish and he's Australian. They met each other in Australia and later they went to Thailand. And they spent in there a few years.
There in Thailand.
Yeah. And always when we went to his or her house, there's house actually. In some party or something like that, they used to do Thai food. And from this time
I'm blind. Oh no.
Thai kitchen. Yeah, I just love green curry. Yes. Arthur, can you just keep your eye on it? I will prepare a little bit downstairs. What? What's this? Yeah. What? We'll burn the bread. I don't need quicker. That one already done. I'm not going to make 15 of them. Here you go. You want more bread?
No.
For what? Here you go. I think we should make some clean in here.
Yes, sure. Sure, no problem. 20 minutes, no problem. Very good. I'm really happy. Okay, 20 minutes. Bye.
Wait. Here we go. Oh no, it's too heavy. I'm not going to. I think that's mine as well, but... Here we go. Alright, I go downstairs to prepare a little bit. Yeah, come on if you want. You're quite... bored in here?
I'm not at all actually, but you know, you've
come
got
on.
A lot to do, so.
Come on. Go with me, Nathan? Yes?
Damn.
Sylvia went home to bring her parents, oh Jesus, husband.
Right, yeah.
So they're coming soon.